Hi, this is Dr. Joy. In a world that sometimes feels uncertain, where communities can be disconnected, there are beacons of hope in your neighborhood. Introducing Neighbor to Neighbor, a California volunteers network. They believe that the people living all around you are your best bet at creating meaningful social bonds and preparing you for the next big weather event. Whether it's lending a helping hand to a neighbor in need or standing together in times of natural disaster, Neighbor to Neighbor empowers you to grow your community. Visit caneighbors.com to learn how you can help build a more connected community. Neighbor to neighbor. It takes a neighborhood.
Hello and welcome, my fellow trivia friends, to the best trivia podcast ever, the Family Road Trip Trivia Podcast. I'm your host, Brittany, and oh my gosh, guess who's back? It's Meredith.
Oh, hey, kids in the car. I've missed you so bad.
We missed you so much. I think they were just being nice to me, just humoring me along till you could come back, and we are so happy to have you.
It's good to be back.
What's extra exciting is I love anytime I can play trivia with you. That's a full sentence. But I love anytime I can play trivia with you, and it's music trivia because that ups the chances that you are going to potentially sing for me, which is my favorite, and I know everybody loves it too. So we are going to play Christmas music trivia.
Yay!
All right, we have some shout outs. We have Peyton, Dean, Naomi, Isla, Ethan, Owen, Wyatt, Francis, Robin, Hersey, and happy birthdays to Julius, PJ, Clara, Layla, and Brian. Happy birthday, guys.
Happy birthday.
The Christmas birthday.
The Christmas birthday is a blessing and a curse. I saw a meme the other day, and it was like the wise men bringing gifts to baby Jesus. And it said, now look, this is your birthday and Christmas present.
I feel so bad for you, December birthdays. I'm so sorry. I am so sorry. I hope you get lots and lots of presents. All right, we're going to play some Christmas music trivia. Are you ready for round one?
I'm ready.
Okay. Question one. What pop singer has been named the Queen of Christmas?
That would be our girl, Mariah Carey.
That is correct. You know, she's touring right now.
She is. And I was hoping you would bring this up because there's something that she said on tour that my husband and I have now been saying around the office, which is so bad and damaging. But I guess a microphone like was getting feedback in one of her earphone things. So she was like, I'm getting feedback in my right ear. And she looked at the sound guy. She's like, sound people, can you just do your jobs? Like, she said it on stage. And I was like, brutal.
She is like the original diva. Like, oh, my gosh. I remember when they did a divas tour back in the day on music television shows. And she was always one of them with the other absolute like knockdown queens. And like, she is one of the original ones. Okay. Question two. What does Alvin the Chipmunk want in the Christmas song for Christmas? What does Alvin the Chipmunk want? I believe it's also called the Chipmunk song. What does he want for Christmas?
Me, I want a hula hoop.
That's right. It's a hula hoop. All right, question three. Name the song. So I'm going to say a part of the lyric, and then you tell me what song it's from, okay?
Okay, okay.
Sleigh bells ring, are you listening?
The sleigh bells ring, are you listening? And the lane snows are glistening. A beautiful sight, we're happy tonight. Walking in Wonderland.
Yes, you got it right. Good job. Okay. Golly. Question four. Finish the lyric. You're as cuddly as a cactus. You're as charming as a what?
You're as cuddly as a cactus. You're as charming as a seal.
Oh my God, you're so close. It's eel. You're as charming as an eel.
I always say seal.
Okay. Question okay. five. In the song Jingle Bells, what type of animal is mentioned pulling the sleigh?
Well, reindeer, right?
Yeah, yeah, it's okay. reindeer. Okay, question six. In the 12 days of Christmas, who sends the gifts?
My true love.
Yes, your true love. You know, I mean, a really good true love is spending a lot of money.
There's over 300 gifts in the 12 days of Christmas, which you like to say is mostly what, Brittany?
Birds.
Hope you like
birds. I hate
birds.
I'm totally afraid of birds, you guys. This would be my nightmare. Never 12 days of Christmas me. I would That's literally funny. Cry. Okay. Question seven. Name the song Dashing Through the Snow in a One Horse Open Sleigh.
Jingle bells.
Yes, jingle bells. All right. Question eight. In We Wish You a Merry Christmas, what food do the carolers demand before leaving?
Bring us some figgy pudding.
You're right, and I've never had it, but they
it
are like
sounds
obsessed.
Gross.
Won't leave until we get some, they say. So this must be amazing. I'm actually now determined to try figgy pudding. Question nine, finish the lyric. I don't know if there'll be snow, but I'll have a cup of what?
Have a cup of cheer. Have
yes,
a cup of cheer.
Right. Cup of cheer.
Okay.
All right. Question 10. Name the song. Joyful all ye nations rise. Join the triumph of the skies. With angelic host proclaim, Christ is born in Bethlehem.
This might surprise you, but this is my all-time favorite Christmas song, and it's Hark the Herald Angels.
Is it?
Yes, I just love it.
It's so beautiful.
Have you ever sang it in church a cappella?
I have. Oh. Well, I remember even singing it for choir concerts. It was always so beautiful.
Our church we grew up in didn't have a piano or anything. Everybody sang a cappella, and this was the most beautiful Christmas song you could ever hear.
Oh, I love it.
I know.
Okay, we're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we'll play more Christmas music trivia.
A supportive work environment can help everyone working in schools stay resilient.
Just finding people that can reassure me that I'm doing my best and that there are people out there who understand me and can help me through these situations.
You are not alone.
Leaning on each other, colleagues in education is essential. You have to.
We take care of one another.
Find what helps at cdcfoundation.org/how right now. That's cdcfoundation.org/how right now.
I'm Jane Perlez, longtime foreign correspondent and former Beijing bureau chief for The New York Times. I've been a foreign correspondent in lots of places, Somalia, Indonesia, Pakistan, but nowhere as important to the world as China.
I mean, China is not dropping anti-democratic paratroopers into Montana. But of course, we did see things like the weather balloon / spy balloon riveting the whole country for a week.
This is Face Off, an 8-part series in which we'll take you behind the scenes to key moments in the tumultuous U.S.-China relationship. We'll speak with a diplomat, a spy, a tech reporter, a U.S. admiral, even Yo-Yo Ma. Plus, my pal and noted China historian Rana Mitter joins the conversation. We'll look at what's driving the two nations apart and explore whether anything can help bring them back together. Face Off launches April 9th.
Do you know over 80% of people have subscriptions they've forgotten about? It's so easy to subscribe to something and then completely forget that you've done it. Right as those monthly charges start rolling in, that's usually when I remember. I am such a big fan of Rocket Money. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps you lower your bills all in one place. With Rocket Money, you can easily cancel what you don't want anymore just with the press of a button. No more long hold times, no more emails back and forth to customer service. Rocket Money does all the work for you. They can even negotiate to lower your bills by up to 20%. All you have to do is take a picture of your bill, and then Rocket Money just does the rest. You just send it to them. That's it. It also lets you monitor all your expenses in one place, recommends custom budgets based on your past spending, and they'll even send you notifications when you've reached your spending limits. With over 5 million users and counting, Rocket Money has helped save its customers, on average, $720 a year and $1 billion in total savings so far. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions and manage your money the easy way by going to rocketmoney.com/roadtrip. That is rocketmoney.com/roadtrip. rocketmoney.com/roadtrip. All right, we are back. Let's play some more Christmas music trivia. We're in round two, question one. What brings Frosty the Snowman to life?
Frosty the Snowman comes to life with a magic hat that he puts on his head.
That's right. Oh. Question two. Name the song. He's making a list and he's checking it twice. He's going to find out who's naughty or nice.
Santa Claus is coming to town.
That's correct. All right, question three. In the song Mr. Grinch, what is his brain full of?
Noodles.
Close, it's spiders.
Oh.
He has a brain full of spiders.
Noodles are more fun.
Question four. Finish the lyric. Last Christmas, I gave you my heart. The very next day, you blank.
You gave it away, Brittany.
You gave it away. Correct.
I go around giving everybody my heart. They give it away.
True story. True story. Question five. Which holiday carol includes the lyric chestnuts roasting on an open fire?
Okay, this is actually a deep track because the name of the song is the Christmas song, which most people don't know. And I wouldn't know unless I had that solo in fifth grade at the Christmas pageantry thing in town.
You are basically a Hallmark movie. You realize
Listen,
that?
Listen, I love Christmas. I start decorating for Christmas on November 1st. I don't care what people say about it. I do it because I need the joy. And okay. So if you don't like joy, I don't care. I like the joy of Christmas time. And it takes a long time. I decorate every room in my house for Christmas. We try to watch every single Christmas movie we can find, even the Hallmark ones. I love all of this stuff. I love it all. Even my bedspread is Christmas at Christmas time.
All right.
I love it.
Question six. Finish the lyric. On the sixth day of Christmas, my true love sent me what?
Golden ring. Six geese a-laying.
That's right.
Six geese a-laying.
That is correct. Have you missed a question yet?
I've missed a couple. I thought there were noodles in the Grinch's.
Oh, the noodles. Yeah, that's right. Okay. Question seven. Name the song. Prospero Año y Felicidad.
What?
Here's a lyric from a song. Prospero Año y Felicidad. What Christmas song am I saying?
It sounds like Spanish, so I'm going to go with Feliz Navidad.
That is correct. Feliz Navidad.
I wanna wish. That's a real banger, isn't it? Like every time it comes on, I'm like, crank it up.
I don't hate it.
I love it.
All right. Question eight. Santa Tell Me is a modern Christmas song performed by which young artist?
Tell me that's the song. Kelly Clarkson.
Kelly Clarkson is not correct. It is Ariana Grande.
Oh, I don't really like that Kelly Clarkson, so I'm glad it's not her.
Oh my gosh, controversial on a Christmas show.
Hot take on Christmas.
Hot take on Christmas. Okay,
I don't know what it is about her.
Question nine. Name the song. No crocodiles, no rhinoceroses. I only like hippopotamuses.
I only like hippopotamuses. I want a hippopotamus for Christmas.
Yes.
I want a hippopotamus. Yeah.
When I picture a little girl singing, I do picture baby Meredith singing this song. That's all I can see.
Just got my little Christmas dress on.
Yes. Her hair and like little ringlets. Oh. That's all I see. It's all I see.
Oh, what happened to me? Okay, what's next?
Final song. Final question. Silver and Gold is a song performed by the character Yukon Cornelius in which beloved Christmas movie?
What?
Silver and Gold.
That's my trick, guys. I say what, and I make her say it again to buy more time to think of the answers. So I'm going to say... it's gonna be an old movie because I don't remember. Miracle on 34th Street.
It is Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
Oh,
I know. Not bad though.
So fun fact about that movie. We have Apple TV, so I don't know how other people watch TV, but Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer is not just like on Netflix or Hulu or Peacock or some app. Like you have to pay $8 to Apple to watch it.
Oh my God.
I tried and I was like, do I like it for $8? And I decided I didn't care that much.
Okay. Well, as Christmas is closer, you might change your tune.
I bet I do it. I bet eventually I'll spring the $8.
You know what's free on Apple? Us, Family Road Trip Trivia Podcast. We're free. Yeah. We're free Apple Podcast. So you should be leaving us 5 stars. Thank you very much. We want to know how you did on this round of trivia. Head over to our Facebook and Instagram and let us know. If you want a shout out or you have a birthday coming up, send us a message or leave us a 5-star review on iTunes. Make sure to include your name so we know who to give the shout out to. That's usually the giveaway. Got to have the name, guys. All right.
Hey, I want to do a special shout out because I've never done a shout out.
Oh my gosh.
Review like really touched me that I was just reading.
Okay.
So I would just like to give a shout out to our dear friend Ellie, who's a big fan of the podcast, and she listens every week. She even listens to repeat shows, and her mom says she has most of them even memorized. I absolutely love that.
Oh,
Ellie in Pittsburgh, happy holidays to you. We hope you love the show, and we're so thankful you're such a big fan.
We love it. Thanks for listening to all of you. You guys make our Christmas extra merry. All right. Have a great day, trivia nerds.
Hi, this is Will Friedle. In a world that sometimes feels uncertain, where communities can be disconnected, there are beacons of hope in your neighborhood. Introducing Neighbor to Neighbor, a California volunteers network. They believe that the people living all around you are your best bet at creating meaningful social bonds and preparing you for the next big weather event. Whether it's lending a helping hand to a neighbor in need or standing together in times of natural disaster, Neighbor to Neighbor empowers you to grow your community. Visit caneighbors.com to learn how you can help build a more connected community. Neighbor to Neighbor. It takes a neighborhood.